Third-party rankings are no guarantee of future investment success. Working with a highly rated advisor does not ensure that a client or prospective client will experience a high level of performance. Investment performance is not an explicit criterion because clients' investment goals differ. These ratings should not be construed as an endorsement of the advisor by any client. Generally, rankings are based on information prepared and submitted by the advisor. Statements saying that we told our clients to be out of the market in 2008 refer to recommendations made by NMWKM's principals while employed at Eagle Strategies LLC. The team that manages accounts at NMWKM are the same individuals with that responsibility at Eagle Strategies and at Cambridge Research from 2009 to 2011. NMWKM was created in 2011 and uses the same strategy. A more thorough disclosure of the criteria used in making these rankings is available by contacting NMWKM Advisors LLC.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Money Matters. And here's your host, Ken Moore.
We're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along. We're in the money.
We are in the money. The skies are sunny. And old man pandemic, you have done us wrong. Well, hello, 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 everybody. And welcome back to Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. And this is the show where we talk about everything and anything in the world of retirement planning. We talk about the stock market. We talk about inflation. We talk about Social Security, estate planning, Medicare, Social Security, you name it. We talk about it, and we try to have more fun than a human being should be allowed to have when talking about all of this boring financial stuff. And this week's going to be no exception because we have an absolutely boring show lined up for you. But before we go one step further, let me introduce myself. I am Ken Morafe, the host of Money Matters with Ken Morafe. Why, thank you, Jack. You are ever so kind. And I am senior retirement planner and founder of Retirement Planners of America. And we are a firm that specializes in retirement planning, as the name implies. So that means we work with people who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon. And if that's you, then you are about to embark, or you are already embarked on, your second childhood without parental supervision, which is what we call your retirement. We want you to have financial peace of mind. We want your money to last as long as you do. And that's what this show is about. That's what our firm is designed to do to help you achieve that. And our website is rpoa.com. And if you go there, we podcast the show. I encourage you to subscribe to it. We have a goal of 100,000 subscribers 10 months from now. So we're on pace. We're about 20,000 right now. So we need your help. So subscribe. Get your friends to subscribe. The more people that listen to the show, the better off the world will be, I think. Yes, yes, indeed. And, you know, recently Barron's named moi, your faithful host, one of the top 100 financial advisors. Actually, they did so 8 years in a row. It's lunacy. They're out of their minds. I don't know what they're thinking, but we know that without our beloved and most valued clients, we'd be nowhere. So all you clients, we love you. We thank you. We are so grateful. And if you're not a client, again, rpoa.com is our website. You can check us out. So let me go over what we're going to talk about here in this first segment with you. You know, when you have an investment program, when you manage money for people, it's very important that you have a discipline, that you have a set of rules of engagement, if you will. Because as you go through time and you're dealing with adversity, the markets are going crazy, you've got inflation, you've got bear markets, you've got changes in tax laws, all these kind of things come about. And it's very important that you have a set of rules that you live by that help you to make decisions so that you're not making them on the fly. And those are called principles, okay? In some cases, you may call them commandments, okay? So there are ways that you have these rules that when something comes up, you refer to your principles and you say, okay, what do the principles say? And then you apply so you stay within that. Well, we've set 10 what we call investment principles. And I want to go over with you one of them that says, take only as much risk as is necessary to accomplish your financial goals. So when we're talking with clients, when we're designing our investment programs, whenever we're doing any of that, we have that guiding principle. That one says, we're only going to take as much risk as is necessary to accomplish our client's goal. So what does that mean? Well, and therefore our goal is not to make the most money possible. And I know that sounds crazy, but if you are within 5 years of retirement or you're within that first 5 years of your retirement, if you're in that decade, then taking too much risk can come back to bite you, and it can cause you to not be able to retire, or it could cause you to have to unretire. Okay, so what we want to do is take only as much risk. So let me give you an example of why I say that. If your goal is, if this is your goal, to make the most money possible, then here's what I suggest. Sell everything you got. Sell all of your investments, sell all of your real estate, your car, sell everything. Turn it all into cash, okay? And everybody listening to the show, do that right now. Just get on the internet and sell everything. Get it all in a suitcase. And then what we're gonna do is you're gonna come here, we're gonna meet at our office, and we're gonna get all these Greyhound buses, we're gonna rent these buses, and we're all gonna go with our suitcases full of money, and we're gonna go to Las Vegas. And what we're gonna do when we get to Las Vegas is we're gonna go to the roulette wheel, and we're gonna bet it all on black. Okay, so what does that mean? If we hit black, boy, are we gonna be one rich group of people. I mean, tell me about it, right? It's gonna make national news. These people all went there with suitcases full of money and they put it all on black and bam, they hit right and now they're all multi-gazillionaires. Wonderful, great. But what if it's red? Then, yeah, if it's red, then the story becomes they gambled it all and they lost it. What's wrong with these people? So if you want to make the most money possible, then let's all go gamble in Las Vegas. Let's do that. So somewhere between betting it all on black and burying it in the backyard in a box, which presumably would be the least risk possible unless, you know, some termites get in there or something. But assuming you've got a good box that you put it in. So somewhere between burying it in the backyard and going to Las Vegas and gambling it all lies how much risk is appropriate for you. And what we do with clients is we want to push you down to the least amount of risk that we can take and still accomplish your goals. So I'll tell you one other story. Let's say that you are somebody that sells you're a tech person, right? And you sell your company for $1 billion. So you're left with $1 billion. And we determine that you could live, I know it's going to be a struggle for you, but you could live on $20 million a year. Now, I know that's a hardship, and I'm sorry to have to do this to you because, you know, I'm the bad guy here. So I accept the responsibility. But we've determined after doing the math that you could live on $20 million a year. That's it. We have to hold you to that. Well, guess what? If you have $1 billion, $20 million a year is 2%. So why would you go chasing after 7, 8, 9, 10, 20% with your $1 billion if you can live comfortably on 2%? So if you were that client, and we don't have any billionaires as client, I can tell you right now, but if you were that client, what would we tell you? We would say, you know what? We can probably invest your money at 3%. You only need 2%. We'll put in another extra 1 or 2% there for inflation, and we're set. And you will never run out of money. You'll never dip into your principal, and that's the way it'll go. And so that would be the way that we would suggest that you invest your money. We want to push you down to the least amount of risk possible. So when somebody comes in and talks to us and says, you know, I want to make 10% every year, we're not the firm for you because we have to decide which game we're playing. Are we playing the game of trying to make the most money possible? Or are we trying to play the game of having your money last as long as you do? Do you see the difference between those? So what we always say is we're not here to make you rich quick. We're here to keep you from becoming poor. So the strategies that we use are for people that are interested in that side of it. If you're interested in swinging for the fences and all that, there are lots of other firms out there that'll be happy to take your money and put it in Bitcoin or short the market or triple Qs or whatever else you want. There are lots of companies that want to do that for you. But what we do is we look at how do we take the least amount of risk possible. And the reason why is because the less risk you take, in our view, the more likely it is that your money is going to last as long as you do. Because when bad times come, risky investments are the ones normally that get hurt the most. Does that make sense? So the way we do that is we have you come in and we have you do what's called a retirement cash flow plan. So the first step is to figure out how much income you have coming in from all different sources. So do you have real estate that's giving you income? Do you have a pension? Do you have Social Security? Do you have a rich uncle that's giving you money every year? You know, are you going to inherit something? We look at all your sources of income. And then we subtract from that all of your expenses. How much money do you need to live? You want to travel, you want to do stuff, you want to give to charity, you want to fund college for your kids or grandchildren, all those kind of things, we factor it in. We take all of your expenses and we subtract that from all of your income. And for most of our clients, what we get is a negative number because your income is not as high, Social Security doesn't cover all of your expenses. So that difference has to be made up by something else, and that would be your investments. So what percentage do we need to earn on your investments to make up that difference? And that's what we call your hurdle rate, H-U-R-D-L-E, the hurdle rate. And so that hurdle rate then determines how much risk we need to take and how do we design your portfolio accordingly. Pardon me. So in the example I gave, the hurdle rate for that billionaire would be about 3%. Okay, if we make 3%, you're not going to run out of money. Now, even a billionaire, think about this. If a billionaire says, well, my cost of living every year is $150 million, that's 15%. Guess what? You're going to run out of money in about 8 years, 9 years, even if you're a billionaire, if you're spending that kind of money. So it's not how much you have, it's how much you spend and how much you need to earn on your investments. Okay, so that's the exercise that we go through. And if we discover that we need to take too much risk to support your lifestyle, well, then that means one of two things. Either you're not ready to retire yet, you need to save up more money, or the other side of the coin is we need to cut your expenses so that you can support your lifestyle with less risk. So it's that equation. But it starts with that principle which says that take only as much risk as is necessary to accomplish your financial goals. Okay. Now, if that all makes sense to you, then here's what I want to make you an offer. Go to our website. It's rpoa.com. And of course, as I mentioned, we podcast the show. We have videos. We have articles. We have seminars that you can attend on Social Security, on retirement planning. There's a lot of resources on there that you could binge watch and would be way better than watching season 2 of Tiger King. Okay. Don't binge watch Tiger King before you binge watch our website. We have lots of stuff on there. But while you're there, you could also click on Meet with an Advisor. And if you do that, then we'll schedule a time for you to visit with one of our advisors. We'll do it virtually or in person, whichever you prefer. And what we'll do is we'll go through that RCFP, the Retirement Cash Flow Plan, with you. And I think that exercise will be beneficial for you, whatever the outcome is. And then we'll help you to determine how much risk is appropriate for you. And if you like what you see and you want to work with us, fantastic. But if not, that's fine too. So either way, no charge, no obligation, and we will part friends. Okay, so RPOA.com is the website. Well, we're going to take a break, so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morave. One of the questions that comes up quite often, I have to say, is withdrawing money. How do you get money once you retire, or how do you get money out of your retirement plans and all that kind of stuff? You know, you've been saving, you've been accumulating in IRAs and all of this, and now you want to get at that money. And so how do you get that? And so I want to go over with you now two ways to get money out, dollars out of your IRA without paying the 10% penalty. So let's set the stage first of all. In case you didn't know, if you're under the age of 59 and a half, if you take money out of an IRA and you don't do it the correct way, then what could happen to you is you could pay a 10% penalty on the amount that you withdrew. And this is not a good thing. So, and that's in addition to, by the way, the income tax that you're going to owe on the withdrawal that you took out, should there be any. All right. So it could be draconian, as I like to say. So we want to help you with that. So there are two ways that you can take money out. One is short term and one is longer term. Okay. So the shorter term way is there is a 60-day window that you can do once a year, where you can take money out of your IRA and you have to replace it within that 60 days. And if you do that, then that withdrawal, that money you took out that you've now replaced, is not going to be subject to the 10% penalty or the income taxes associated with it either. Okay, so it's, and you know, we've had situations where clients wanted to buy a house and they're waiting for the house that they're living in to sell. And so they kind of wanted to take the money out, buy the new house, and then sell the old one and replace the money that way. So different strategies require different kinds of things, but that's basically it. You can take money out of your IRA if you're under 59 and a half. Now, if you're over 59 and a half, the 10% penalty does not apply, okay? Now, there's another way of getting money out of your IRA when you are under 59 and a half. Did you ever notice that they always put that half in? What's up with the half? You know, the RMD, it was like 70 and a half. It's like, why do they always have to have a half? Why can't you just be 70 or 59? Anyway, tangent. I just marvel at how they make things complicated. You know, it's like, anyway, there's a reason somewhere. But there's another way to get the money out of your IRA, and that is what's called the 72T. So the 72T basically says that you can take money in equal increments, and there's different ways that you can calculate. There's actually three different ways that you can calculate that, and depending on what your goals are, one may be better for you. So the first thing I would suggest to you is don't do this by yourself. Talk to a professional. Talk to one of our retirement planners, for example. And by the way, our website, just in case you were wondering, is rpoa.com, and if you click on Meet with an Advisor, we'd be happy to build a plan for you, no charge or obligation, where we could talk about these strategies. But the 72T basically says that you can take money out in equal increments, and you have to do it for 5 years or until you reach the age of 59 and a half, whichever is the longer. So, for example, if you started when you're 50, then you have to take it until you're 59 and a half. So you'll have to take it out for 9.5 years before that runs out. Or you have to do 5 years. If you're 58, you have to go till you're 63. Okay, so it's a minimum of 5 years or when you reach 59 and a half, whichever is the longer. Now, there are additional ways that you can take money out of your IRA without the 10% penalty. They're not really retirement related, I would say in general, because most of the people that we have as clients who are retired or who are retiring soon, there are two other ways you can take money out, but that doesn't apply. One of them is education. So if you need money to take out for your education, that's also not subject to the 10% penalty. Most of our clients are not, they're not going to school right now. And then also you can take it out if you're a first time home buyer. And that's also one that you can use. And so again, those are ways, but I'm talking about the two ways that are most prevalent when it comes to people who are in that retirement mode, who want to make sure that they have money out of there. So those are some strategies. Again, make sure that you talk to a professional before you do any of these things, because we don't want you to get into trouble with the IRS. Yeah, those guys. Just checking to make sure you're paying attention there, Jack. So let me do some business with you guys. One thing I'd like you to do is to subscribe to the show. We podcast it now, and we've only been promoting it just for a little bit, and we've had many thousands of people who are now subscribing to the show. They're having it podcasted. So go to wherever it is that you get your podcast from and find Money Matters with Ken Morafe and get it downloaded to your device. The other thing that I'd like you to do again is go to our website. It's rpoa.com. And we have videos, we have articles, we have all kinds of information for you to help you to build your retirement plan, to think about it, and also if you are retired, to maximize what you're doing. And while you're there, you can sign up to attend our seminars. Now, we have a seminar on retirement planning, just kind of an overview of the entire process that if you're a beginner or you're in advanced, we try to have stuff in there for everyone. So in that seminar, and it's virtual, we talk about when and how you should take Social Security. We talk about how to avoid the tax. I don't know if you knew this, but they want to tax 85% of your Social Security benefits, and we're going to show you how to beat that if it's at all possible. We want to talk about when and how to take Social Security. You know, if you're married, if you're single, disparities in ages, disparities in income, all that kind of stuff. We want to talk about how to calculate what we call your magic number. So this is the number that tells us if you have enough money to retire on. Okay, so we want to go through that process with you and show you how to do that. We also want to talk with you about how do you determine the amount of risk that you should take with your investments. Okay, that's a number we call your hurdle rate, H-U-R-D-L-E. And so your hurdle rate determines how much risk you need to take in our view, and we'll show you how to do that as well. We also talk about some strategies on reducing your income taxes. So if you are retired or retiring soon, if you're within 5 years of retirement or you're in that first 5 years of retirement, if you're in that decade, we believe that is the single most important decade of your entire financial life. And planning for that properly, we believe, is very, very important. And if you attend a seminar, I think we'll help you in that regard. So our website is rpoa.com, retirementplannersofamerica.com. All right, we are going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about, is Social Security going to run out of money? So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. We work with people who are over 50, who are retiring soon, or are already retired. And it's the most wonderful time of your entire life. Let me tell you, you know, there are studies that talk about when are people the happiest, which decade of their life is the happiest. And of course, when you're 25 is number one. That goes without saying, right? But number two, believe it or not, is the decade between 65 and 75. That is the happiest time for Americans, according to a Money Magazine survey that was done a few years ago. I think about 3 or 4 years ago. But anyway, so this is your time. This is when you get to enjoy what we call your second childhood without parental supervision. You get to go play. You get to enjoy. And we want to facilitate that. And, you know, our job, as we see it, is to facilitate your second childhood without parental supervision. We want you to enjoy life and to the fullest and reap the rewards of all the hard work you've put in. Now, one of the most important parts of your retirement planning, and it's something we talk about almost every day with clients, is Social Security. And, you know, it's a big part of the income that most of our clients get once they have retired. And so one of the things that you may have seen in the news is that Social Security, the trust fund, is going to run out of money in 2033. Well, guess what, kids? Yeah, that's not a long way from now. You know, that's kind of gets your attention. You're like, wow, really? So let me describe, first of all, how the Social Security Trust Fund and all that works. Okay, so most people have a misconception that they think that because they're taking money out of my paycheck to put it into the Social Security, it's like they're creating a fund for you so that when you retire and start drawing, you're drawing from the money you put in. That's not what happens. Okay, I wish that was the case. That would actually make sense. But no, that isn't what happens. What happens is that the money that you put in is used to pay the people who are on Social Security right now. And so that's where the problem lies, right? Because as the workforce changes, as we have more or fewer people working, the people that are funding, the ones that are on Social Security at this time, it becomes a problem. So how do you adjust for that? Well, you have people pay in more to the system than is necessary to fund the people that are getting it, and you create a trust fund. You create a surplus, and that surplus is there to adjust for the ups and downs that happen. Well, the problem with that is that that trust fund is going to run out. And when that happens, there won't be enough money to fund the benefits that are being promised to people right now. So why did that happen? What on earth went on? How could the politicians have gotten it so wrong? Because they always get everything right. We know that, right? They're really smart people. So how could they have been wrong? Well, the CPI, the adjustment for the benefit that you're going to get, and you guys, this is going to be the biggest benefit increase in 30 years come January. Now, why? Because what they do is they look at July, August, and September, and that helps determine what the benefit increase is going to be in January. Well, what was going on in July, August, and right now? Very high inflation. It's like around 6%. So they're looking at that and they're going, okay, we're going to have to increase benefits according to the rules by, you know, about 6%. Well, what does that do? If we're paying out all that kind of money, it's going to drain the surplus fund, right? But then the other part of it is that with the pandemic, we had, what, 10 million people out of work or whatever? Those people are not paying into the system either, but the people on Social Security are still getting their checks, and that is also exacerbating the drain of the surplus. And you put that all together, and guess what you got?
Hasta la vista, baby.
Oh, good one. Nice shot. Good job, Jeff. So they're going to have to do something. And, you know, because the estimates are that the benefits will be about 78% of what they're currently promising, which is a big, you know, a lot of people depend on Social Security, and you cut it by 22%, and that's going to hurt a lot of people. And politically, that's not a good thing for politicians. So we're going to see some changes with Social Security because of this. I'm very confident. What they'll be, we'll have to wait and see, and we'll keep you posted. But anyway, that's what's going on with Social Security. And by the way, I don't think they're going to let it run out of money. That is one thing that you don't want, is to have all the people on Social Security voting against you. That's not going to work out very well for you. So one of the things I want you to do is, first of all, is subscribe to the show. We're podcasting it now. We've had thousands and thousands of people subscribe since we've been promoting that we're podcasting it. It's marvelous. It's wonderful. It's great. Okay, so if you would like to get the show on your device, you can have that. The other thing I want you to do is go to our website. It's rpoa.com. And if you click on Meet with an Advisor, what we want to do is build a retirement plan for you at no charge or obligation. And one of the parts that we'll do with you is we'll do an analysis of Social Security with you. We'll actually recommend to you what we think you should do. That is, when you should take it, how you should take it. You know, we'll take into account your health, your marriage, your marital status, your income, your life expectancy, all those kind of things, and help to make a good decision there. And we'll do that at no charge or obligation. Okay, so if you go to our website, rpoa.com, and click on Meet with an Advisor, we'll do all that with you. Now, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about why you should have a protection strategy for your retirement. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. We're going to talk now about the foundational philosophy that we have when it comes to managing our clients' money. Now, one of the things that I want you to be aware of is that we don't just manage our clients' monies, okay? So one of the things that, you know, we also do, for example, we help with estate planning. We're not attorneys, but we help with estate planning, Social Security planning, income tax planning, insurance planning. We help with all those things, coordinate them all into one plan around your retirement, and again, to facilitate your second childhood without parental supervision is what we want to do. Now, there is a very important part of the whole process, which is we also want to manage your money for you, and we want to worry about it so that you don't have to. We want you to go get out of here. I love you, but get out of here. And so the foundational philosophy that we have when it comes to managing and our clients' monies is that growth is important, but protection of principal is even more important, okay? If you spent the last 20 or 30 years building up the nest egg that you're going to now retire on, and you get a big bad bear market that takes away half of it, then you've just lost 15 years of your life, or longer even. And what's worse, though, is that you may not be able to retire if you were planning on it, or what could happen is you may not be able to stay retired, or you'd have to cut way back on your standard of living because you have less money now. All those things are, we consider to be bad. I think they're bad. It's bad. Who says it like that? Is that George Bush? No.
Got the ears for Dallas.
Anyway, I'll think of it. But in our firm, we have a strategy we call invest and protect, okay? And so we believe that you should buy for sure. Because you have to buy investments, you have to invest your money if you want to see any sort of growth or that kind of thing to happen. Secondly, you have to hold it. You have to give it time to do what you want it to do. And during that holding period, you know, diversification, rebalancing, making sure that the investments that you have are the right ones and that you're adjusting for whatever's going on. So that's all part of the holding part. And unfortunately, that in our view, that is where almost everyone that we know of stops. They believe that you buy and you hold. And it doesn't matter what happens. We could have the Great Depression where the Dow went down 90% and you need to just hold on during that too. And in Y2K, when the S&P, the market went down, you know, 49%, you got to stay for that too. Don't get out. Just stay and take a beating. And then in 2008, when the S&P, the market went down 57%, don't get out then either. Just stay for all of that. The problem with that, ladies and gentlemen, is that if that happened to you, you know, in Y2K, it took almost 7 years to get back to even. So if you were 5 years from retirement and you took a big loss like that, you can't retire now, or you're going to have to retire with less than you thought. And if you are retired and you're trying and you're taking income out when that happens over that 7-year period, you're doing what farmers call eating your seed corn. And if you do enough of that, then when growth season comes, guess what? You got nothing left to plant. Now in 2008, it took till 2013 to get back. So it took 5 years. And again, if you're taking money out while your investments are falling in value, that's not a good recipe for success. I mean, do the math on that. So we don't want that to happen. So we believe that you should have a strategy that is designed to mitigate that downside, to reduce that risk and protect you. There is a thing that they teach in financial planning school called sequential risk. And it's called sequential risk, which means that when is a loss most dangerous? When is losing money in your investments most detrimental to your plans? And the answer is early in your retirement or before you retire is way, way worse than it is if it happened to you when you were in your 70s or 80s. And so again, it goes back to what we're talking about here, which is why you should have a protection strategy for your retirement. And let me ask you, ladies and gentlemen, do you have one? Because if you don't, and we have another Y2K, another 2008, where you potentially lose half your money and it takes 7 years to get back to even, what are you going to do? How are you going to adjust to that? It's not a good thing, folks. And that's why we believe you should have that. Now we do. It's called. We've actually trademarked it. We call it Invest and Protect. So I encourage you to go to our website. It's rpoa.com. And we've got videos on there, we've got articles, we've got podcasts about it, we've got all kinds of information. More importantly, you can attend our seminar. We have a seminar on retirement planning. If you attend that one, we'll go into some detail about our sales strategy, our protection strategy. Or even better than that, why don't you visit with one of our retirement planners, have them sit down with you and build you a retirement plan. Okay, we'll take into account Social Security, we'll take into account your estate planning, we'll take into account your insurance, your income taxes, all that kind of stuff, build a plan for you, and we'll do it at no charge or obligation. And if you like what you see, that is fantastic, and if not, that is fine too. Okay, either way, no charge, no obligation, and we will part friends.
I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
And you know, Bogey is right. It is absolutely the beginning of a beautiful friendship. And one of the things we love doing is making friends. And so if you come in, we'll be friends forever. So rpoa.com is our website, retirementplannersofamerica.com. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how to give everything away to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs, but still control it. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. One of the things that hopefully will happen is that you will have done a fantastic job of retirement planning. And, you know, we always say that we want your money to last as long as you do. And what's funny about that is that, you know, we actually asked our clients a few years ago when we were kind of thinking about, you know, that tagline. And we're saying, you know, at first it was, we want your money We wanted you to have a lot of money when you die, right? So you can leave a lot to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs. And our clients said, no. When we die, we want the last check to bounce. We've raised our kids, we've done what we want, and so we're done with that, right? Our responsibility has ended. So we change it to, we want your money to last as long as you do, not last longer than you. But on the off chance that there's a few shekels left at the end of your journey and you want to leave that to the aforementioned greedy, unwashed, undeserving, then that's called estate planning. And I want to talk with you now about, I was talking to a client last week and she was saying, you know, we talked with the attorney, we did our estate plan and all this stuff, but estate planning essentially is the art, I'll say, of reducing the size of your estate, of getting stuff that you own into trusts or into other people's names so that when you die, there's no taxes due on it. That's the goal. Well, the problem with that is if I give it all away, then what if I need it? And so she was concerned about that. And so I want to talk about how to give it all away, but still control it. And it's all about control, folks. So, but before we do that, Jack, can you play it?
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care. And though my pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire.
And of Of course, that is Tony Bennett with Rags to Riches. And you know, the estate taxes and probate and all that kind of stuff, it's actually designed to do the exact opposite. It's designed to take you from riches to rags, and we do not want that to happen to you. So every week at this time, we have our estate tip of the week. So this week, we're going to talk about how to give it all away and control it. That's the important part. So there is a vehicle that we've talked about on previous shows. It's called a family limited partnership, okay? And the family limited partnership is essentially like a business. It's like a corporation, except it's not. It's a partnership. But it has shares, and it has owners, and it has a CEO, which is called the general partner. So it's just like a business. And the purpose of the business is to manage and run the family's finances. So when you buy shares, let's say, of GE, just make up, or Apple, does that give you the right to control what's going on in the company? No, you just own shares. The people who are the CEO and Tim Cook and those guys, they're the ones that run that business. So when you have the family partnership, you name yourself the CEO, the general partner, which means that you're in charge of running the business. And what you do is you give shares away to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs, and now they own the shares. They own a piece of the business, so you've given away value, but they don't control it. They can't tell you what to do. You're the general partner. You're the CEO. So you can't. You probably could call Tim Cook at Apple and tell him you don't think he's running the business well or you like what he's doing, but he's not. He doesn't have to listen to you. He's the CEO. You're just a shareholder out of millions. So what the family partnership does is you can give shares of the family business to your kids, to your grandchildren, but you can still control what happens with the money inside. So if you want to distribute money out to them, you can. If you don't want to, you don't have to, although you should, because they owe taxes on what's going on. So you'd be really mean if you did that. But you can restrict that. You can distribute money to yourself. There are bona fide purposes for which you can do that. So you can control it, but not own it. And if you don't own it upon your death, there's no taxes, because taxes are on what you own.
Fascinating.
And very logical, Mr. Spock. It's a beautiful thing. So now, again, make sure you talk to a professional about all the stuff we talk about on this show before you try or do anything, okay? Don't make any decisions in a vacuum. And so therefore, I'd like to encourage you to go to our website. It's rpoa.com. And when you're there, you can subscribe to this to the show and have it podcasted to you if you'd like. Also, we have a seminar coming up on retirement planning. It's virtual. And at that seminar, we'll talk about the three worst enemies that we see to your retirement financial well-being. One is inflation. We'll talk about what is the single best investment that has worked over the years to fight inflation with. We're going to talk about income taxes. We'll have strategies to reduce income taxes. And we'll also talk with you about what we consider to be the biggest risk to your retirement, and that is bear markets and our invest and protect strategy and how we address that to help protect against that. So that seminar is at no charge or obligation. So if you're over 50 and you're thinking about retiring, or you're there already, sign up for the seminar, and we'd love to see to help you with that. Okay, all of that can be found at rpoa.com. Well, you know what? The show's over already. I cannot believe how fast it's gone. I hope you have enjoyed it as much as I have enjoyed making it for you. We'll see you next week, same time, same channel. Bye-bye, everybody.
Of course not.
Information presented should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any of the securities mentioned. None of this show's content should be viewed as personalized investment advice. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of the strategies presented. Different types of investments involve varying degrees of risk, and therefore can be no assurance that any specific investment or strategy will be suitable or profitable for a client's portfolio. The tax and estate planning information offered on this program is general in nature. Always consult an attorney or tax professional regarding your specific legal or tax situation. Sound effects or anecdotes should not be construed as an endorsement of Ken Morafe or MMWKM Advisors LLC. The firm only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean that the advisor has attained a particular level of skill or ability.